Proverbs Every Day, episode number 288. Oof, and alive. Here we go. All right, well, let me pray for you, and then we will get started, and then, lots of goodness to follow. So, Father God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for yet another day of wisdom. At least that is what we hope and pray for. That you would make this a day of wisdom for us, Father. There's so much going on in the world, so much going on in our minds and our distractions. So, Father, today I ask that you would take those away, even just for the next 20 minutes, that you would help us to be inspired and equipped by your word to us through Solomon and through multiple others that have contributed to this work. So, Father, we love you and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time for Proverbs Every Day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book. Reading the whole chapter each calendar day. Proverbs 13 in the New Living Translation. A wise child accepts a parent's discipline. Footnote here being, a wise son accepts his father's discipline. A mocker refuses to listen to correction. Wise words will win you a good meal, but a treacherous people have an appetite for violence. Those who control their tongue will have long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. Give that a nice highlight there. Lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper. The godly hate lies. The wicked cause shame and disgrace. Godliness guards the path of the blameless, but the evil are misled by sin. Some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. And once again, there is nothing new under the sun, because this is absolutely what we see play out. Absolutely. We see those that have wealth driving like Honda Civic. You know, they just don't live like we would picture them living. And it's the people that are just in debt. And look, if you are in debt, you are poor. You may be living a rich lifestyle, but if you have those, if you're doing it by debt and not by wealth, if you haven't built this, then you are poor and you're in denial. And I pity you. And honestly, the temptations have been there in my life too. I've put myself into positions that way on occasion and lived to regret it very quickly. And so I do have pity on that, but just be aware. The rich can pay a ransom for their lives, but the poor won't even get threatened. In other words, you know, it's not all roses when you're rich. You may have to protect yourself in ways you wouldn't have to if you were poor. The life of the godly is full of light and joy, but the light of the wicked will be snuffed out. Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise. Interesting corollary there. In other words, interesting that those two are put together here. that we have. Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise. I think it might actually be, and we can look in other translations for sure, but this part, this take advice, I think that might be in other translations, take correction. So that might be why it's conflict here and correction here, that sort of thing. So that would be my guess, just from prior months of doing this, that's very likely why those are paired in that way, even though they don't sound similar in this translation. Wealth from get rich quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. There is just financial gold in them our hills today. You know, let's just say it this way. Like, so I am actually find myself participating in and studying up on and looking at how to be growing on this platform, right? Specifically YouTube. But man, there are just so many people willing to say really sometimes even some of the dumbest things and put that forward just to get those clicks. And like, is that really doing anything for you? Are you really gaining anything here? But there's a lot of people that'll say things that are just utterly ridiculous in this regard. Like, how, what? Really? You think people can just magically, you know, do this and provide for themselves for long term? There might be a lot of things that work in the short term, but honestly, this notion here that, you know, wealth from get rich quick schemes quickly disappears is very true. It is one of those things where it's just like, if you rely on that and you find that, you know, there's always going to be a new scheme, right? So wealth from hard work grows over time. That's just really important to know. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. People who despise advice are asking for trouble. Those who command respect a command will succeed. Yeah. The instruction of the wise is like a life-giving fountain. Those who accept it avoid the snares of death. A person with good sense is respected. A treacherous person is headed for destruction. Greek version says, so that's the Greek version. The Hebrew reads, the way of treacherous is lasting. Wise people think before they act. Fools don't, and even brag about their foolishness. As you probably know, I pre-record these episodes now. I'm actually not doing them live or anything like that. They're actually done the day before. And so I had just recorded some other things for today, for the Acts study we're doing. And in the middle of the video, I had this great idea, and it's actually stuck with me a little bit. But there's a notion of thinking before I act and thinking it through before I make any announcements about doing it or anything like that. And the more I think about it, the more I'm glad that I've waited. I'll table the idea for now. I'll put it up on the – I have a rather growing large parking lot that I have for good ideas. It's like a it'll live on the dry erase marker board, and if it stays up there for long enough, then it gets transferred over to the paper parking lot where good ideas either go to die or get done later. And sometimes they do get done later. This whole thing actually was something that took a little over 6 years to get going. Actually, it's longer than that. My goodness. Yes, it was long. Oh, ho, wow. Yeah. Y'all, I came up with the idea for this almost 10 years ago. That's blowing my mind. That I wanted to do this sort of thing 10 years ago, and only last year got around to doing it. So tells you something. But sometimes these wonderful ideas are great, but wise people think before they act. It just has to be thought out. Yeah. You know? Make sure it's like I said yesterday, or I'm losing track of when I said things. Make sure it's God and not gas. There you go. Verse 17, an unreliable messenger stumbles into trouble, but a reliable messenger brings healing. If you ignore criticism, you will end up in poverty and disgrace. And I think that might be correction in other translations. If you accept correction, you'll be honored. Yeah. It is pleasant to see dreams come true, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Do I even need to say it again? But I know I highlight this every time, but it's very important. You know, the walk with the wise to become wise. You walking with the wise doesn't mean just simply listening to them. It means being in a relationship with them. And there's lots of people that I would love to be in a relationship with that are, you know, above average in their wisdom. but sadly for a lot of them, it's just not really possible either because they've passed on or because they're just, you know, very popular figures, and it'd be hard for me to kind of break into that, I guess you could say. So, but anyway, it becomes important for me to find others that are wise to walk with and to not just absorb wisdom from them, but to be challenged by them. But if we associate with fools and let's say we read the occasional book, thinking that we're somehow made better, got some bad news for you. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. We absolutely are the average of the five people we associate with most or that spend the most time with. We're not the average of the five people we identify with the most. We're not the average of the five people that we like most on YouTube. We're not the average of the five authors we read. We're the average of the five people we associate with, that we actually take time to be around or time is put on us to be around. So that includes if you're around people at work, guess what? That is contributing to the average. So if there's not good people to be around, then you need to be very purposeful about getting around other people. And again, I know I say this every time, but I still see it out the world. I still experience it myself. So until that day is no longer there, I'm going to keep saying it. All right. This is going to happen. So mind your average. T-shirt idea. By the way, I found out if we get to 500 subscribers, I think I actually can start doing that. The most random thing ever. But okay, so we can start making t-shirts and literally making them available to you right here on the channel. Who knew? So spread the word. Let's get there. So crazy. All right. Verse 21, trouble chases sinners while blessings reward the righteous. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. Always a confusing passage, that one, but the notion here is that that sinner's wealth is foolishly maintained and therefore just kind of goes to the people that are working hard at it, and you know, they'll either have to purchase things from them, or in some cases it will just be kind of literally seized from them and pass on to those that are faithful. Just the way of the world. A poor person's farm may produce much food, but injustice sweeps it all away. That's a hard one to understand sometimes. That there is a... And again, I think this is one of those where keeping in mind the original audience kind of thing, where this is a king giving advice and wisdom to the next king. If you think of it from that perspective, what this is saying is that, you know, that it's important to protect those people. Injustice will sweep away the little that people have. And so it's very important to maintain justice. But in any case, let's finish this out. Those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children. Those who love their children care enough to discipline them. I mean, it's an unpopular verse, but I don't care. It's God saying it. So, you know, don't be a jerk. Don't beat your kids because you're angry. But don't spare the rod either. There's a funny graphic that I saw today. It was actually from Disney's, it was kind of making fun of the Lion King. And it was the scene where Simba is talking to his dad about, you know, all the land that they have. It's like, okay, everywhere the light touches is land. It's like, well, what's beyond that? And you see Simba. What was the king's name? The big guy. Mufasa. Mufasa. Yeah. So you see Mufasa with a belt in his hand and says, if your paws touch that, you'll find out, kind of thing. And so you see in the next scene, Simba saying, just kind of staying away from that. And there's like a scroll up above. It says all the things that don't happen because Simba obeyed. It's, you know, like Scar was never able to take command. You know, they all lived in abundance. You know, it was... Yeah, it was just hilarious to me to see that. And I was like, oh, yeah, like we see in Proverbs 13. But yeah, it's kind of true for us, right? So if we ignore this is to our peril. You know, our next generation ends up spoiled and entitled brats. Oh, no, that's happened, hasn't it? Oh, no. So hopefully there can be a turnaround with that and we can return to what God intends for us for the reasons he does. It's not to create a bunch of trauma with kids. It's actually to give them the appropriate boundaries and make sure that they are living full lives because of it. You know, it's not about you. It's about them. And if you keep that attitude, if it ever becomes about you when you're disciplined children, you are in the wrong place. If it's about you in any kind of way, if you had a bad day and somebody, your kid did something and you go out of control, that's on you. All right. That is not okay. If it's about you, then we have a problem. But if it's about them and correcting their behavior and making sure that they understand, that's different. All right. I'm just saying. I'm not just saying. Why do I keep saying that? I'm not just saying. God's saying. That's God saying it. The godly eat to their heart's content, but the belly of the wicked goes hungry. Like a way to finish out. But there it is, right? So, yeah, that's good stuff today. But I tell you what, being a Sunday and all, when I'm putting this out, I will let you go. As much as I, in a strange kind of way, don't want people to see today's Acts in April, because I actually had a little bit of a, I don't want to say a breakdown, but I did have a bit of a hard time. If you saw the broadcast previously, you know that I have an uncle that passed away, and he was a great spiritual mentor for me. And so it's been hard to get through. And I'm finally to the point of being able to actually broadcast without the tears, but it was a little hard to get through. But nonetheless, I think there was a powerful word that came out of all that for me. And so I do encourage you to make sure you see that today. And of course, I encourage you to be blessed by the best and then go be a blessing to all the rest. So what are your thoughts? What kind of things do you see standing out to you in Proverbs 13? What kind of things are needing to be talked about, or what things have changed in your perspectives? I'd love to hear about them. Feel free to put them below in the comments. But until next time, just remember, I love you, and we'll see you next time.